Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And this week we will be talking 410 Wing Sprint Car Racing with driver Matt Jewell. We'll also hear from Jason Becker from Hunting with Heroes, Tim Gangle from Hot Rod Hardware, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsor.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See Toner's LakeKarting.org for more details.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
At Land Pros, our team of brokers and auctioneers specialize in farmland sales, live land auctions, and online land auctions across the Midwest with total sales of 190,000 acres. At Land Pros, you get a team of land professionals going to work for you. We pride ourselves on providing local service and knowledge with national marketing and results. If you're thinking of buying or selling, contact Land Pros agent J.J. Wise at 641-420-SELL. Or go to landpros.com. That's LANDPROZ.com.
Bulldog Coatings specializes in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as one day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-9773. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
For 50 years, reuse and recycle is not a new concept to us. Miskin Auto Parts has been recycling your old vehicles since the Beatles were still together. Just call us and we'll send one of our friendly drivers right to you and haul away your old retired vehicle. Scrap prices are up, so it's a good time to clean up those unwanted vehicles and get money in your pocket. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Miskin.com. Miskin Auto Parts, in God we trust.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, call the professionals at Altenburg Construction at 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by sprint car driver Matt Jewell. Matt, you started your racing career in karts. What a great training ground to get kids involved in racing and start learning needed skills they can use in the future.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, obviously, when I was younger as a kid, I always loved racing, and my dad got me kind of started. I started racing go-karts when I was 9 years old, I believe. That's kind of where my number came from. We wanted to be a little different, so we decided to put a zero in front of the nine, and luckily, I've never had any troubles when I go to the track with people having double numbers or anything like that, so it's always worked out, and obviously, a little more unique numbers. But yeah, I mean, go-kart racing is a lot of races kind of start young, and it's a great way to like, transition and go through the rankings as you get older. And I was obviously fortunate enough to be able to start when I was nine, and my parents have been obviously a big supporter of my racing career ever since I started. So it's pretty cool to obviously be racing sprint cars. That was my dream when I was a kid. So cool to be able to do what I do as far as racing with the 410 class and racing against full-time drivers, and had some pretty good success. And obviously it's a very humbling sport, but all in all, it's been, you know, really fun to get to this point.
Your very first sprint car race was in May of 2010. You finished sixth. What do you remember about that very first race?
Geez, I couldn't that is kind of surprising to me. I mean, maybe there was only six cars, but I couldn't even tell you. Luckily, I had some practice. I know we went up there and had practice night, and my first car we bought from Chad's out of Nebraska, and they actually ended up coming up and helping us through the night just because my dad was around racing, but he didn't really know as far as tuning the motor or exactly the setups and stuff like that. Luckily, we had them there and kind of set us in the right direction. And I know I remember when I first got into my sprint car in practice night, obviously, I was very excited and nervous, but I felt like I put some good laps together my first time in the car, really. And I just remember the first thing is coming out of the corner, and I'm trying to keep the car straight, and these things want to turn left, obviously, with the stagger. But that was kind of the biggest thing I remember getting adjusted to, because you're always turning right, even down the straightaway, to keep these things straight. And I know that was kind of the biggest adjustment, but I was able to have some good help there and was able to get some good laps, and then I'm trying to think my first race. I feel like I kept up with, I mean, obviously I might have some good laps to finish sixth, maybe beat a couple guys. I don't know. But I think I caught on pretty quickly. I know I think it was my eighth time out in the car at Jackson. That was my first win I got. I know I started in like front row, so that always helped, especially in the old Jackson when it was half mile and it kind of always seemed to get spread out. It was pretty cool to get my first win, you know, eighth time in the car.
You had success in the 360 wing sprint cars and Midwest Power Series. What is your most memorable night in the 360?
You know, my first win, I mean, it's probably going to be hard to beat. I think that was back when it was MSTS. No, it was JSTS. That's what it was. That was an older series. But I've always loved winning at Jackson's because that's kind of where I grew up racing, and I have a lot of people follow me around that area. But yeah, I had some good success in the 360 racing. You know, sometimes it's kind of nice to stay in one class for a long period of time, but we always kind of jump through the ranking as quick as we could. But sometimes, you know, if you stay in that division or class, you want to call it, for a longer period of time, you can dominate that class. But I've had really good success in 360s, and obviously moving up to 410s makes it a lot more difficult. But I would say, all in all, yeah, we've been pretty good in the 360 here as of lately, too.
We are now seeing a resurgence of 410 wing sprint cars in our area with the addition of regular racing at Huset Speedway. When and why did you make the decision to switch to 410 wing sprint cars?
I mean, that was our main goal ever since I started racing sprint cars, was to, you know, eventually get up the 410 class. Obviously, financially, it's hard to get in the sport to begin with. I know when we first started, obviously, we only had one car. Not top-of-the-line equipment, but, I mean, it was good equipment. But everything has just gotten so expensive. And nowadays, like, the 360 costs just as much as a 410. Obviously, your pay is not as good, but your competition at 410 class is obviously much harder. So there's the give and take, I mean, as far as you look at it that way. But for most drivers, obviously, you want to be racing against the best. And, I mean, that was kind of our goal as the team, is to get to the top of the line in the sport and have success and have fun doing it at the same time. But yeah, it's kind of been crazy here in the last couple of years as far as what direction the sprint car racing has been going in the upper Midwest. And there for a while, it was kind of dying down a little bit. Obviously, with Todd getting back into the sport and buying Jackson and getting Huset going and having really good paying shows and just being able to race more around here has helped dramatically with, I would say, the cars. And, you know, obviously, people around the country are coming to the Midwest to race. So it's pretty cool to see. Obviously, it makes it really more tough for his person as for me, is not being able to totally focus on racing only, just because I'm not full-time and obviously I have my own business and all that. But yeah, I mean, I would say sprint car racing as a sport right now is really thriving. Everything's kind of been evolving and getting better, and each year has gotten, I think, better. You know, the shows have been better. The fans have been coming to the races and really enjoying the atmosphere and everything that's going on. So it's been kind of really cool the last couple of years, I'd say. And even going through the COVID deal, I mean, there was a lot of hype. You know, a lot of people interested in going to the races. Just kind of showing that where we are now with everybody packing the stands and having really good turnouts just for weekly shows. So, yeah, I think it's been really good.
Speaking of your own business, Octane Inc., you get to work on some really cool projects.
Yeah, definitely. It's been really cool to evolve the company as way it's going right now. obviously when I first got into Octane and being part owner in this business, I was learning like crazy. This is now seventh year as Octane. I have two business partners, Brett Vanderbrink and JP. They've had a lot more experience before I became owner. So we've definitely grown as a company, and it's been a crazy ride. A lot of stress moments, but definitely it's been pretty awesome to be able to do the things I'm doing and still being involved with racing, with the business. We do a lot of motorsport stuff, but we also do a lot of commercial things, and it's just cool to be able to stay in the realm of things that I love, you know, with motorsports, and be able to work with race cars and all kinds of crazy projects that come through here. So it's been pretty cool.
Are you at the point in your career when you go out to qualify, you can tell you just laid down a really good lap before you even look at the board?
For the most part, yes. But, I mean, sometimes you'll be like, gosh, I felt like I could have got, you know, around one and two a little better, could have got off the corner a little better. And actually, kind of for this last weekend since down at Knoxville, luckily I went out early for qualifying, and the track was definitely kind of tricky for qualifying even, and I just didn't get off the two as good as I wanted on both laps, and ended up fifth. And there were some really good quality cars there last weekend, and you know, that was one of the points where I was like, gosh, you know, I felt like I could have been much better, but still able to hang on to fifth in time trials last weekend. So yeah, I feel like most of the time now I can tell if I've had a good lap or not. Obviously qualifying is the biggest thing, especially 410 racing against Outlaws or even down at Knoxville. It just makes your whole night, sets you up so well. So there's a lot of pressure on those two laps. It can be pretty stressful, but I mean, everybody's trying to do the same thing. So you just got to go out there and hopefully put down the best lap you can.
The start. I am so amazed at every race I attend. The skill to bring 24 growling 410 sprint cars to the green flag and not wad up that entire pile. It's really trusting the guys around you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the biggest things. There's a lot of respect for each driver out there. You know, obviously that tends to tends to vary sometimes if there's bad blood between some guys, but it does happen quick. Cause I mean, even the show at Houston last Wednesday night, I got caught up in someone else's wreck pretty much on the start of the heat race there, and I ended up destroying a car just because a couple cars got tangled together in front of me in that heat race, and then it was just a domino effect and had nowhere to go and destroyed my car. So it unfortunately does happen, but I'd say most drivers have, you know, they drive with respect, especially in this 410 class. There's very few guys that want to go out there and wreck other people or, like, drive dirty. I mean, you'll have it once in a while, but for the most part, everybody understands how much things cost and what it takes to do this. And I would say has the respect for each driver. But like I said, sometimes you can see dirty things happen on the track and cost people a lot of money.
The twitch. Every race fan knows what I mean. You see the wing top just shudder, shake slightly going down the straightaway. Is that trying to get more right-wheel drive?
Well, I mean, the wing board kind of stays stationary unless they're trying to move it with the wing valves. As far as, like, them, like, coming out of the corner and, like, the guy's moving his wheel, it's actually because they're somewhat tight, and so they're trying to free up the car by, like, if you see the guy's front wheels start going back and forth really fast, it's because they're actually on the slightly tight side of the car, so it actually frees it up a little bit. But then there's a lot of adjustment with the wing valves, and obviously when the track's slick and soft during the night, guys will obviously start pulling back your wing to get more down pressure on the rear of the car and go that route.
Your dad, Don, is just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to sprint car history. I've stopped by to talk to him a few times at Knoxville. I know one time he was sitting on the side of your trailer. I could tell his knees were kind of hurting him, and I thought, I'm going to stop by and get his mind off his leg, and we started talking history. Man, he can tell some great stories.
Yeah, I mean, he loves it probably more than I do. I mean, he's always been around racing and always pushed me. Both my parents have been there for everything I've done, so they want the best for me, and he definitely loves racing and knows a lot about it. Definitely shows. They don't miss very many of my races, and it's been pretty cool to have them there and have them be such a big part of my racing career.
You've also had the opportunity to race at the Chili Bowl. How cool is that?
That was probably one of my coolest experiences I've ever done, actually. Those midgets are probably the funnest thing to drive. They're just so small, and you can throw them around so quick, and they have enough power that you can get in some really good trouble really quick and also get you out of trouble. But I wish there was more midget racing around here, because I would probably try to find some way to get one. Obviously, Houston this week is USAC midgets and cars coming in, so it should be a really good show, and I wish I was racing, but maybe one day I'll be able to get back into a midget and have some fun with that.
You're currently second in points at Houston Speedway, fifth in points at Jackson, and sixth in points at the Sprint Car Capital of the World, Knoxville Raceway. You are having a very consistent season. What do you need to do to move up these last couple months of the season?
Yeah, it's been almost kind of a struggle year for us, we almost felt like, as a team. I mean, obviously we have high goals and want to be doing well, but, you know, we just haven't had, you know, we haven't had a win yet. We ran in the top five quite a bit this year, and you know, obviously that's good. You need to be consistent, and obviously be wanting to be running up front, but we just, I don't know, for some reason we felt like, you know, we haven't been able to put a whole night together. Either we'll have a really good start of the night one night, and then next night we'll be better towards the end of the night. It's just been kind of a hit and miss this year, and I know a lot of people have been saying that they've been struggling, but I don't know if it's been with this tire. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of things, a lot of variables in this, but for the most part, I mean, hopefully we've kind of found a good balance in the car, and we can continue just being consistent as well as trying to get that first win of the year. That's kind of our main goal right now.
The Knoxville Nationals, what is it like to be part of that whole spectacle and be able to spend time in that infield with all of those drivers and racing legends?
I mean, it's pretty awesome. I mean, when I remember my first time down there for the Florida Nationals, and, you know, as a spectator, even when I was younger, like, I loved it. I mean, it was one of the funnest times to be there. You know, you're there for a week and a half and hanging out with friends, being able to watch races all night and then do it over again every night. And now being able to race it for, geez, now I've been there for a little bit while now. And, you know, sometimes I feel like now I can take it for granted. I'm just so used to it that it doesn't feel the same as it used to. But obviously I still appreciate and love going down there. But it's definitely been pretty cool to be down there and see it from the stands and to be able to be in the pits and making the A-Man and Nationals and being able to say I've done that now. And sometimes it's, when you've done it, you kind of take things for granted. But I try not to. And, yeah, we look forward to that. Obviously that time of year or every year, and that's kind of the whole purpose of running Knoxville is just to get better for Nationals, and we're lucky that we are able to do that every weekend and, you know, try to get better every week down there.
Most memorable race in a 410 sprint car so far in your career?
Well, obviously my first 410 win down at Knoxville was pretty awesome, and it was actually my first 410 win ever, and let alone to be down at Knoxville. I think that was in 2017 or 2018. I can't even remember anymore. I would have to say that was pretty cool. I know I remember taking that right-hand turn out of the scales there and getting in front of there, and I was nervous. I couldn't even barely talk when I was getting interviewed there at the end, and I would have to say that was probably one of the coolest moments in 410 racing for me.
And you don't run a 410 sprint car team in 2022 without some great sponsors on board.
Definitely. And this year, I've actually, a lot of my sponsors stepped up and helped me out a lot more. And obviously, that's helped my program. And I was able to buy some new chassis this year and just get a lot of updated stuff as far as brakes and just kind of do a big upgrade of equipment. And John with Cressman Sanitation, John Cressman, he's jumped on board this year. He's always kind of helped me out a little bit, but this year he really jumped up and helped me out. And I got State Bank of Fairmont, IDST, Lanny, and Tammy. They've been on board for a while. A lot of sponsors I've had that have been with me for quite a while, so that's pretty cool. And then, yeah, with Lance and Bill with State Bank of Fairmont, they've been on the car for a long time. David Spook Construction. Yeah, there's been a lot of people that have helped me over the years, and I've been, you know, fortunate enough to be able to continue doing this, because it's not a very, you know, not very easy to be able to have a team like this together and be competitive with the guys I'm racing against. So it's been really cool, and yeah, I can't wait to finish out this year and see, you know, hopefully we can get a win here soon and have a good nationals, and that'd be kind of the main goal right now.
Matt, I hope you have a great ending to your 2022 season and do pick up that win or maybe two. Thank you for your time, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Medieval Chassis has been the leader in better engineered stock cars and modifieds for almost two decades. They are now going to become the center of all things mod light in the Midwest. Medieval Chassis will be the go-to shop for all parts in store, online, or by phone for this up-and-coming cost-conscious racing class. Summer 2022, Medieval Chassis will have their mod light platform in action. Kicking off the new endeavor, Medieval Chassis and Cow's Big Deals will be auctioning off a 2023 mod light roller valued at $12,000 in October. Watch Facebook and see Medieval Chassis.com for more details.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small town service at a small town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help, and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. They service the entire Cowes listening area. Their employees live in our community and sponsor area racers and softball teams. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today, 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Whether you're running for the checkered flag, blasting down the strip, or cruising in the boulevard, you want crisp throttle response and reliable horsepower. Byers Engine Service offers a full machine shop that can completely machine and rebuild your tractor, race car, or streetcar engine and put some life under your hood. No gimmicks, just horsepower. See ByersEngine.com or call 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit extremepowdercoating.net for more information. Extreme powder.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's newest Corvette Sweepstakes fundraiser is definitely one to remember, as this year's bet will be a 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Series C8R Corvette in hypersonic gray with the yellow accent racing stripes. Plus, the winner will not only receive this beautiful new limited edition Corvette, but also $25,000 in cash. That's right, this Corvette fundraiser will award the winner both the 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Edition Corvette, plus also $25,000. To enter to win, visit CorvetteC8RContest.com for your chance at this limited edition bet and $25,000. And remember, every donation to CorvetteC8RContest.com helps support the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's nonprofit efforts to promote the future of sprint car racing and preserve sprint car racing's past. That's at CorvetteC8RContest.com.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Jason Becker with Hunting with Heroes. Jason, I can't believe how this event has grown. We are looking at $125,000 in giveaways for the veterans and an $85,000 purse everybody will be racing for.
Yeah, it's grown a lot. I mean, this is our sixth year, Clay. I think, you know, it was a brainchild of the Cassuth County Speedway, and they said, hey, you guys do a lot of great things for veterans, and we're good at kind of managing a racetrack. How about you manage the veteran part, we'll manage the racing part. And from the very beginning, they were really focused on making a good. From the very beginning, we thought there's a really great combination and coming together of worlds of our veteran community and dirt track racing specifically. So it's grown so much and so many people have got behind it. Anything that we have donated, we give to the veterans. We've had a couple people just say, hey, I want to give something to every veteran that comes in. Well, every veteran that comes in is probably going to be about 1,000 of them. Anytime that someone donates something like that, if it's $1 a piece, $1,000. So if you're a veteran, I can't imagine a lot of places where you can go where you know you're going to walk away with a gift card, a meal, and a chance at a commemorative rifle, Snap-on tools, you know, just tons of stuff.
When you look at the schedule, July 20th, Spencer, Iowa, July 21st, Algona, Iowa, July 23rd, Boone, Iowa. You have sponsors at each track on each night.
You think about just having 1,000 veterans that come between the food, the drink, obviously the free admission, and then the $20 gift cards. That's $20,000 of gift cards alone. Everybody that wins the feature, we have a gun that the driver hands to the veteran that they're paired with. So it adds up quickly. So you know, we've got 6 businesses that are title sponsors this year: Luma Trailers, Altenberg Construction, Kemna Motors, IHOP of Algona, EMW Trucking, and Walter Farms. They're the ones that really make the big stuff possible. Basically, most of the giveaways for the veterans as far as gift cards come from them. And then each track has a list of folks that are just absolutely the top of the top to making the event possible.
When you look at the payouts, obviously you have guys that are going to run all 3 nights of the tour, and these are going to be the top-notch drivers in our area.
I can remember when Kyle Strickler, Jonathan Logue, Cody Laney, people that travel in for these things. Last year we had Zane DeVilbiss showed up for the tour. So I think when you start talking about $3,500 to win, $5,000 to win that these tracks are putting up, all of a sudden you get some of those traveling folks. But also the thing that people don't really know a lot probably is when you look at the average payout, that's probably what we care about the most. You know, the average payout for the top 10 across the tour for modifieds is $1,000. The average top 10 payout for stock cars is $750. The average for a sport mod for the top 10 throughout the tour is almost $400. A good top number is important, but you got to pay down. A local guy can make the show and have a pretty good return, or someone that's traveling in that just wants to try to win the thing, they have the opportunity to do that as well. Last year, we averaged over 150 average. I think Boone had 207 cars, and Algona and Spencer both had between 130 and 150. If you had 40 or 50 cars show up for a show like this, number one, financially it doesn't work for the track because they put a lot into it. But secondly, it just doesn't show the support that we want to show for our veterans.
I highly recommend that the fans show up early. This is not just a race. It's an event with great racing, a flyover. There is all kinds of stuff going on for the fans to see. How can they find out more?
All you got to do is go at Hunting with Heroes. It's on Facebook, or Facebook.com/Hunting with Heroes. You'll find us, and we're putting up posts every day. I mean, one of the cool things we're going to talk about is we've got 10 drivers this year. They're going to be wrapped in patriotic schemes for the races, and you know, that's a pretty big commitment. You know, pretty much most of these guys have sponsors in their cars that are helping them get from track to track, and fuel bills are high, et cetera. So they're all basically saying, get the car in a way that you want to help us salute the veterans. And our sponsors will move around, and we're just happy to be a part of it. So we got 10 cars. So each race, as you mentioned, will have a fan zone. We'll start around 4:00. Meet and greets and photo opportunities with all those drivers. You got top-notch guys: Chance Hollitz, Kelly Shryock, Wayne Landier, Jake McBurney, Jeremy Mills, Jonathan Logue, Nick Meyer, Matt Lowe, Jake Sacco, Taylor Cool. I mean, that you look at that list of drivers, it's like a dream lineup of drivers. They're all going to have themes on their cars. Sabisma Graphics and I have worked really, really hard. Stefan over at Sabisma, which a lot of people would know, probably use them, has said that this is probably one of the first times that he's felt as though there were viral-worthy cars. Fan zones are going to start at 4:00. And we've also got American Bombshells, which is a Broadway quality performance group that's going to perform for 45 minutes to an hour at each event. And also another band, Rock and Roll Boulevard, that's going to be helping us out performing. Of course, before the race is when all the veterans will get a free dinner. They'll get their giveaways beforehand. And then, of course, every veteran that comes is going to get a chance to win commemorative rifle, Snap-on tools. Like, every feature is going to give away about $1,500 worth of really top-notch prizes. So getting there early is important, and we're recognizing every branch of the military in the process. So it is worth the trip, and it honestly shouldn't cost you anything except getting there. You know, you're getting in for free, you're eating for free, you're getting drinks for free, and you're going to leave with a gas card, $20, so that'll help you get up and down the road. And then everybody's going to leave with a gift pack. Every veteran will get a six-pack cooler filled with stuff, koozies and all kinds of stuff. So anybody can reach out to us at Facebook, Hunting with Heroes on Facebook. Anybody that wants to come out, if you're a fan, a veteran, or a driver, we would love to have you. We want to have those stands filled at all three tracks, Clay County, Cassis County, and Boone Speedway.
You've just had an accident. That's where Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision in Faribault stand out above the rest. Fast, friendly, and knowledgeable advice from the time you step inside their door. One look at their state-of-the-art facility, paint oven, and computer paint matching capabilities, and you'll know you came to the right place. Next time you need collision repair, think Midwest Collision. Located on Highway 60 east of Faribault, or call 332-2434. Remember, you bend them, we mend them.
Fast Shaft Drive Shafts
is the number one
carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Now, under new ownership, the mission will not change. Providing drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more to racers everywhere. Call Fast Shaft today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Does your car suffer from rough idling and stalling? Does it hesitate when you take off from the traffic light? If it does, it could be due to dirty fuel injectors. Clean your car's fuel injection system with Justice Brothers Fuel Injection System Cleaner. It cleans the important parts of your fuel system and helps to restore normal operation. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Available wherever fine automotive products are sold.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
Arrow Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at arrowracewheels.com.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by Tim Gangle of Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord. Tim, when and how did you start getting interested in hot rods?
Well, when I was 12 or 13 years old, my dad, just to kind of keep me busy, my dad bought me a 1935 Ford coupe off of a rock pile out at my grandma and grandpa's farm. And so my uncle towed it home to our home in Mendota Heights, and I worked on that thing for a long time. I never did get it completed, but I did work on it, and it got my enthusiasm going, and then ended up buying some other cars and getting involved in that. And then just had friends that built cars over the years, and finally one day I just decided to start Hot Rod Hardware then.
Speaking of some of those cool cars, what are a few of your favorite cars that you've had over the years? I know the 49 Mercury you currently have has to be right up there.
Yeah, so that one I was storing in my shed for like 20 years. And then finally one day I called the owner up and said, what are you going to do with this car? And we talked back and forth, and finally we made a deal and he sold it to me. And then I did a bunch of work to it and put air conditioning in it and cruise control on it. And now I'm driving it quite often. I've got a lot of miles on it already this year, a couple thousand. But the other cars that I've had, that 35 coupe, of course, I'd always liked that. When I was in high school, I drove a 1964 Buick Electra, believe it or not, a hand-me-down family car, and couldn't wait to get out of that thing at the time, but now I'd love to have that car back. I've had 63 Impala, I had a 1961 Chevy station wagon, all of them were customized a little bit, had a 1967 Mustang, had a 1941 Ford truck, so I've had a number of cars, and I always end up selling them and getting something different, but my theory behind that is that if you just hang on to everything and you just keep building up cars, then you don't enjoy them. You can't find time for all of them. So I feel like if you sell one and you buy a different one, you get to experience a new vehicle.
When did you discover there was a need here in southern Minnesota for easy access to hot rod parts and accessories?
Well, there was some shops up in the cities for a long time, and they all kind of fell by the wayside. And so I had talked to other people, and they had all said, yeah, it would be great to have a hot rod parts shop. So I started out in 2001 going to car shows with my dad. Actually, he helped me at the time. He was retired, and we went to car shows with a pickup and a trailer and just started selling parts there. And the business, it really grew in the early 2000s. There was a lot of car builders and that. And then we had a little lag during the recession, 2009, 2010. And then it's kind of slowly built back up after that. Now we're probably selling more hot rod parts than we ever have, mostly on our website and over the phone. We are a company that answers the phone when people call, and usually the phone is answered by someone who can answer your questions immediately. Anyway, that's kind of how it all began.
I know when I walked through the door, I was just blown away. The music started playing in my head like, oh my God, I've died and went to heaven. And you mentioned ordering online. You're never quite sure what you're going to get. And if you do ask a question to the person on the phone, have they ever even seen a hot rod? Here you can look at it, touch it, feel it. Looking at your wall, some of the different throttle pedals, you can look at what's the difference between this one or that one. Does it fit my car better? It's hands-on, and the people who are here have the knowledge. They've been there. They've done that.
We're full service. We pride ourselves on that. If we don't know the answer, we will find out the answer, or at least in the very worst case, we could tell you that we can't find the answer, but we will definitely go to lengths to find the answer to your questions about the parts that we sell. It would be a very rare circumstance that we wouldn't be able to answer those questions.
Steering columns, radiators, AC units. You also have engines, bodies, complete front suspensions, rear ends, and if you can't find something, you'll just find it for them.
That's correct. Well, one thing you need to realize about our business is we sell parts to upgrade your vehicle. We do sell some early Ford reproduction parts, but for the most part, everything that we sell is to upgrade your vehicle. So we do not sell vehicle replacement parts at all. It's all performance parts to upgrade your vehicle.
Yes, to make you stop better, to make you see the deer better with headlights that actually have some candle power,
right.
And also to cool down your hot rod so you're not sweating.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we sell radiators and engines, transmissions, differentials. We sell complete chassis for certain model cars, especially the early Fords. We sell brakes all the way up to 2020. So we sell wheels.
My suggestion for the listeners, if you are near West Concord, cruise in, check this place out. You also have an awesome website.
Yeah, we just recently redid our website, and we're still getting it right up there, but we've gotten a lot of compliments on it since we've redone it. I guess it's been about 6 to 9 months right now that we've had the new website up and running, and It's very user-friendly. We built it with option sets. So, for instance, if you're ordering a set of gauges, you can order what face design you want and what configuration you want, if you want a 5-gauge set or a 6-gauge set or like a speedometer and a quad, or you can go down through the options and order exactly what you're looking for versus only having certain ones available to you.
If they'd like to find out more, if they'd like to stop in, what are the best ways to contact you and how can they find you here in West Concord?
So we're located right on Highway 56, which is also called State Street, and our address is 250 State Street North, but it's on the north side of 56, on the north side of West Concord. You can also call us toll-free at 877-291-0363 or 507-527-1020. And of course, hotrodhardware.com.
Tim, thanks for all you do. Thanks for being a hot rodder at heart. And I'm sure the people on the phone are very appreciative of your help getting their hot rods on the road. And thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
You bet. You're welcome.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf and Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Why should your business choose Foamcraft Packaging? It's vitally important that you select a partner in the packaging business that has capabilities to satisfy your everyday packing needs with the versatility to take care of those projects that require specialized treatment. Foamcraft is large enough to tackle all your packaging requirements, yet small enough to provide individualized service to ensure quality products for you and your clients. See foamcraftpackaging.com or call them at 507-455-2893.
One of our brand new items, we're very excited to unleash our new 3D printed plastic trickery to our line. First part in that line is our new Raceiver mounts. They're available for the Fusion or Element. You can tie strap them to a roll bar, or we have a flat mount that you can pop rivet to your interior tin or the side of your helmet, or you can Velcro it. One of the nice features of having it on your helmet, instead of being on your seatbelts or to a tube, is you can get out in a hurry and not have to worry about where your receiver is or being tied down to your belts or tied down to a tube. It's real nice to have it on the side of your helmet so you can get out of the car very fast. Check us out online at weirdsmachine.com. Thank you.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor. We sell tools to get the job done, and the rest of the store is just plain fun. Chainsaws, mowers, ATVs, our equipment makes your job a breeze. Our service is the best around. We mow the competition down. We fix tools that run on wheels. We even got parts for snowmobiles. You sow it, you grow it, we help you mow it, run it or ride it, we provide it. Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Highway 218 in Blooming Prairie.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And it's summer grilling time, and a lot of people like to make hamburgers on the grill. And I know, Speed, you've got a great way to take the ordinary hamburger and make it extraordinary.
What I do is I'll take, and I like nothing leaner than 85-15. I like 80-20 hamburger as well. but nothing leaner than 85-15. And what I do, for every pound of ground beef, I mix a teaspoon of our Cookies Flavor Enhancer and All-Purpose Seasoning in with it. And then go ahead and get your grill set up for medium to medium-high temp. Oil your grates good, and then put the burgers on there. You need to get an internal temp of 160 is what you want to end up with. But what I do is, when it's starting to get probably 155 or between 155 and 160, I'll take my favorite cookies product, and I prefer the sweet and spicy, but you can put the Korean, you can put the sweet and spicy on there, the sweet hickory, the original, the western style, tangy mustard, any one of them. You have a nice coating, just brush them good with that. Flip them over, brush the other side, and just kind of let it caramelize on there for a little bit. Pull them off and just leave them set for about 5 minutes covered with foil. And then that flavor goes through them real good that way, and the juices redistribute back into the hamburger. And throw that thing on a bun, and then whatever you brushed it with, shoot some more of that on top of it after it comes off the grill. And I'll tell you what, you're in for a tasty treat. I even like to throw a nice thin slice of onion on there with it. And if you got any good garden tomatoes, I'll tell you what, the tomatoes that out of the store, not that I hate to say it, but they just, most of them don't have a lot of flavor. But, you know, if you've got any garden tomatoes ready, boy, put a slice of that on there, and I'll tell you, life is pretty good, Clayne.
And for great grilling tips for the summertime, I know you've got a few places that they can find those.
Yep, just go to the old website, cookiesbbq.com. There's a lot of good recipes on there. And likewise, if you know, if you got any recipe using our products that you feel works real good, why don't be afraid to just shoot them to me. My email address is speed, S-P-E-E-D, at cookiesbbq.com. Mention that this is a dirt show recipe, and then I'll take a look at her, and then I'll cook it up and enjoy some of the same goodness that you do.
Speed, as always, thanks for the great cooking tips for the racetrack and the campground and tailgating, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
You betcha, Clayne. You have a good one, and thanks to all the listeners out there for their support for over the years. So have a good one, and stay safe.
Napa Know How.
High temperatures can affect the life of your battery, but don't sweat it. This month at Napa Auto Parts, get a $20 rebate with the purchase of a AAA Premium Napa Legend or Legend Premium battery. Feel cool all summer long with the AC Pro Ultra Synthetic Refrigerant. Now just $37.99 at your local Napa store. Napa, a proud sponsor of the Gopher 50 at Deer Creek Speedway and a proud sponsor of the Dirt Show. At participating locations, does not include taxes and fees. Advertised sale price is not available in some states. Rebate restrictions apply, and July 31st, 2022.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. Need some parts for race night? How about that classic project in your shop? Wish there was a specialty auto parts store nearby? Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord is your answer. Radiators, disc brake kits, steering columns, fuel injection systems, air conditioning systems, coil over shocks, and much more. From the street to the track, Hot Rod Hardware has everything to modernize your vehicle and improve its performance. See us at hotrodhardware.com or call 507-527-1020. Hot Rod Hardware. No robots, just real people.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Fairmont Raceway was racing last Wednesday night, June 29th, in the B-Mod A Main. Michael Meyer over Jared Baumeister. In the Hobby Stocks, Chad Volk over Greg Seidels. In the Modifieds, Jason Cummins over Don Gertson Jr. In the Stock Cars, Derek Green over Luke Sadoff. And in the Tuners, Alan Lahr over Jaden Erickson. KRA Speedway was racing last Thursday night, June 30th. In the Pier Stocks, Chris Isdahl over Ty Schuler. In the Modifieds, Zach Johnson over Don Eichens. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jake Smith over Ashley Merworth. In the Mod 4s, Bowers, Tommy Bowden over Dean Larson in the Super Stocks, Dexton Cook over Jacob Knepper in the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Braden Brower, and in the Hornets, Blake Hawker over Peter Martin. They were also racing at the Thunderdome Kossuth County Speedway last Thursday night, June 30th. In the Modifieds, Nick Meyer over Cody Connect. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Jake Simpson. In the Hobby Stocks, Mike Smith over Eric Knudsen. In the Sport Compacts, Jade Lang over Devin Jones. In the Stock Cars, Devin Smith over Chance Hollitz. Murray County Speedway was racing last Friday night, July 1st. In the Bombers, Kent Miller over Zachary Bierman. In the Sport Compacts, Brandon Hartman over Nate Koopman. In the Hobby Stocks, Blake Ahrens over Corey Probst. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Aaron Wiersma. In the Stock Cars, Jeffrey Larson over Justin Lunenberg. And in the Modifieds, Josh Bonsetter over Cole Bentz. I-94 Speedway was racing last Friday night, July 1st. In the Short Trackers, Sean Beto over Brady Moeller. In the Late Models, Ben Wolden over Travis Sauer. In the Midwest Modifieds, Matt Baker over Brendan Blazek. In the Modifieds, Dustin Bitson over Brady Gertis. In the Wissota Late Models, Ryan Mickelson over Danny Vang. And in the Street Stocks, Kyle Dykoff over Ryan Sader. Chateau Speedway was racing last Friday night, July 1st. In the Pier Stocks, Troy Moss over PJ Duchesne. In the USRA B Mods, Michael Johnson over Noah Grinstead. In the Modifieds, Ryan Wettstein over Jason Cummins. In the Hornets, Mike Chatterton over Colin Wittenberg. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jake Smith over Greg Pfeiffer Jr. And in the Stock Cars, Chad Schroeder over Travis Shipman. Mississippi Thunder was racing last Friday night, July 1st. In the Hobby Stocks, Chris Hoofden over Gavin Bartel. In the USRA B Mods, Flying Ryan Olson over Brandon Hare. In the Modifieds, Jake Tim over Jim Chisholm. In the USRA Late Models, Brad Waits over Lance Hofer. Hancock County Speedway was racing last Friday night, July 1st. In the Modifieds, Jeremy Mills over Austin Wolf. In the Sport Mods, Colby Fett over Alec Fett. In the Stock Cars, Kelly Shryock over Heath Tulp. In the Hobby Stocks, Luke Schulter over Chris Krug. And in the Sport Compacts, Logan Kelly over Jade Lang. Worthington Speedway was racing last Saturday night, July 2nd. In the Bombers, Kent Miller over Zachary Bierman. In the Hobby Stocks, Malik Sampson over Corey Groenwald. In the Modifieds, Todd Steinhardt over Chris Pulsuk. In the Sport Mods, Taylor Johnson over Connor Vanderweerd. In the Sport Compacts, Brandon Hartman over Jason Bolt. And in the Stock Cars, Jeffrey Larson over Chris Toot. Madison Speedway was racing last Saturday night, July 2nd. In the Pier Stocks, TJ Brockman over Justin Peterson. In the Limited Late Models, Kurt Kranz over Brady Staples. In the Hornets, Tanner Fries over Braden Bagelka. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jamie Thorsted over Derek Rick. In the Modifieds, Brian Hobbin over Tony Canold. In the Street Stocks, Kyle Dykoff over Eric Riley. And in the Super Stocks, Ryan Flatten over Josh Regatz. Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota was racing last Saturday, July 2nd. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Corey Probst over Jeb Treblehorn. In the Sport Compacts, Alan Lahr over Nate Koopman. In the Hobby Stocks, Carl Hewitt Jr. over Dakota Robinson. In the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Eric Larson. In the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Bill Johnson over Justin Allen. In the Stock Cars, Kurt Lund over Chad Schroeder. And in the Modifieds, Clint Hattelstad over Chad Porter. Deer Creek Speedway was racing last Saturday night, July 2nd. In the USRA B Mods, Trevor Fetch over Alex Schuby. In the Modifieds, Dustin Sorensen over Brandon Davis. In the Stock Cars, Dan Jones over Kyle Falk. In the Midwest Modifieds, Adam Martinson over Caden Kath. And in the Street Stocks, Braden Brower over Colton Brower. Knoxville Raceway was also racing last Saturday night, July 2nd, in the 410 Wing Sprint Car 25 Lap A Main. Aaron Reitzel over Corey Eliason. In the 360 A Main, Terry McCarl with his third feature win of the year over Aaron Reitzel. And in the Pro Series Wing Sprint Car 15 Lap A Main, Tyler Groendijk over Chase Young. Viking Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, July 2nd, in the Midwest Modifieds. Travis Sauer over Sean Olson. In the Modifieds, Dustin Bitson over Jason Thonas. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Justin Vogel. In the Super Stocks, Travis Sauer over Jack Caranda. And in the Short Trackers, Sean Robinson over David Wall.
Why drive out of town to get what you need for your truck? Hey, this is Rich at Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We're an authorized WeatherTech dealer. From laser-measured floor mats to mud flaps to vent visors, we can keep your truck or car clean and dirt-free inside and out. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.